This is an MUT Radio podcast.
MET Radio, shape and own the future, right here on the Campus Voice with Princess G, Inkosazana Yagwakinki. And I've also got Mrs. Wela. She's already here with us in studio. Mrs. Wela, Ndan.
Yeah, it's hectic.
It's quite hectic, hey?
It's very.
Would you say, magu hectic, sometimes you feel like kubuye good disturb even in relationship?
It does.
It's been intentional.
So, we're very occupied. And so I told us to see,
Yeah, you feel very bad.
Very guilty.
Hey, today I haven't really spent time alone with Ngunungulu. Because also Ngunungulu no more. And, hey, yabonde.
But what I want to say to our listeners, we live by grace.
We do.
Because sometimes again, they go to Uvuga Kupunga Tandazi.
Yes, God, humble boy in one piece.
So it's not dependent on how much we are doing.
Yeah.
But we are more reliant on His grace.
More than anything.
Yes.
That's very true. Yeah. So namhlanje, we're reading from Matthew 7.
Yes.
Verse 1 to 2. Okay. We're speaking about judgment. Hey. We're going to be a bit convicted, gay, if we've been judging.
No, let's read the word, because the word is the key. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, you know, verse 2. Ningahluleli, ukuba ningahlulelwa. Ngokuba ngokwahlulela enahlulela ngakho nani niyabahlulela ngakho. Nangaleso silinganiso enilinganisa ngaso nani niyakulinganisa ngaso. So in the previous show besikhuluma ngothando.
Yeah.
Ukuthi we need to love
one another.
And besiqale ngo love your enemies, pray for them.
Yeah.
You know, and then sabazalwane first funda ukuthandana. Now lento le khona into ayishilo Paul lapho ma Romans chapter 13 ukuthi uthando lusibekele inqwaba yezono. Now when we love, we find ourselves singakwazi ukujudge abantu ngoba siyabathanda. Now let me give an example. Uthole ukuthi khona umuntu oke enze into engalungile. I told you so much criticism.
Yeah.
But we don't care. Ngalo muntu.
Yeah.
Lowe sim tanda. And then there's the very same act. God was sim protect. Sing our kulupsi. And then we speak less about the thing. Because sim tanda. So you want to roll your tando. Uguti. Yenza. Sing a bit too judgmental to one another. But if lunge kutando is the foundation or as a basis. Then see. Told us. Says the show. What was it? Uguti. Why yenza kanjena? But what the word is saying is that do not pick on people. Or jump on their failures, because somebody has failed. Now you are very quick to say, oh, wrong, or this and that. And don't criticize their fault, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. Do not judge, for now you will be judged. I will send the example in the chapter. You are able to point a small thing in the eye of Makilone Wako. Kodwa kuwe kunogongolo, there's a big thing. Ngamanye amazwi ukhomba into encane nje eyenziwe yilo, kodwa uzibone wena kuloko okuningi okwenzayo okurongo. So uJesu is trying to eliminate the element yokuthi siloko sigwebhana ngokuthi sijajana. There's a verse laphaya kuJohn chapter 8, I think. La lithi iBhayibheli, a woman was caught in the act. A woman was caught in the act, Mhlambe sikuyeke ukuthi ngoba they had their motives ukuthi why bemletha kuJesu lo wesifazane. Kodwa
ukuthi
iBhayibheli uJesu wabheka phansi, wabhala, wasephakama wasethi uma ekhona kini ongazange akwenze lokho akamkhandi ngamatshe. Now it's possible angazi because iBhayibheli alisho, but it is possible ukuthi namhlanje ubanjwe ukuact enomunye hayi nabo ngoba it looked like this woman was kind of busy but today ngoba usebanjwe nomunye sebebona wrongo because ubanjwe nalo akabanjwanga. Now Jesus is saying uma ekhona kunina, uma ekhona kunina ungakazi. So I'm thinking ukuthi bonke bayisibheka bona mhlambe bathi hey sengengabuya kuyena,
uyabona?
Hey lena lethi Bible then one by one amatsha qathaka one by one until uJesu wasana wesifazane. Lethi Bible then uJesu wasephamsa ikhanda wabuza wathi is there anyone who condemns you now?
Wow.
And then the woman says no one. Then Jesus said me either, but go and sin no more. Now ngamanye amazwi we are going to this chapter say do not judge for you will be judged yourself. Ngendlela ngesilinganiso owenza ngaso komunye umuntu nawe uzokwenza kanjalo. Let me make an example again. Khona umuntu ofike enze into abantu
bengabona.
Ake ngithi mhlambe bebona kodwa bangabe nazwelo. You know wehlelo isehlo bangabe nalizwela abantu nombani thi siwa bekufanele into ntontoni bese the same thing imehlela ihlela wena. Now mase yehlela wena usufuna bonke abantu bakhalise kodwa ngesikhathi yehlela omunye umuntu wena you were not sympathetic. You were too judgmental ukuthi wehlelwe lesimi ngoba wenze u1 no2 no3. Why would you say ukuthi uma umuntu engaya bathola abantwana ngoba wakhiphe iziso? How do we go to that conclusion? Because we don't know.
We don't know,
but sesiphile sile judgment ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi akabathola abantwana ngoba why keep his reception back.
Yeah.
I see as that the kunama acts are obvious. Like for example, umuntu when one has killed somebody already useyiblessile u judgment yena himself. So we don't have to judge that person because usey sentence yena. Ama actors why ubulalile urephile already usuy sentence wena awusendiswa ngayithini. But there are these small things. One is cheating, one is gossiper, one is doing this, and then we're saying hey uchitha ngoba hey why uchitha. And do you know ukuthi why that person is going through that thing? You know ukuthi kodwa mabe umuntu obumthanda we would have gone deeper. And when I yourself you would have defended her engashoyo ngoba uthi no aniyazi inkinga abheke nayo. So don't judge her because usumphendulela kodwa ubabe womunye umuntu. UJesu ilokho azama ukusho ukuthi do not judge each other unless you want the same treatment from others.
Yeah.
Kama yamazi uma ngabe wena ufuna ukuthi mawohlelwe isimo noma nje ushayiswa imoto bese kuthiwa ingoba khona into oyenzayo yini singamzweli ukuthi what an act, what a bad thing for one ukuthi experience such. Yini masicaba ukuthi abantu bemehlelwe izinto ezibuhlungu bakhonta iwrong abazenzile. Why masicaba why one when you have an albino child sicaba ukuthi ngoba ushayiwe. Why fanele sifike lapho?
Kanjani?
It's a judgment erongo.
Yeah.
UJesu izinkani njengathi uPaul ngale ufaka lento ukuthi uthando lusibekele inqwaba yezinto noma ngabe umuntu khonta yenzile kodwa inqwa ukuthi siyamthanda we will try and protect and cover her. It's between yena noNkulunkulu ukuthi why kwenzeke lokhu and mangabe bekwenzile ngempela iyiphi sanjena fanele ayithole. Not for us. So Emil nje balaleli ngicela ukukhuza nje lo mkhuba loyo singabantwana baNkulunkulu ukuthi ake siyeke ukujajana. Ake siyekeni ukuphikana, ake siyekeni ukcriticizeana, ake siyekeni nje la ake sipractice this thing of love, you know ukuthi Job just tell us thande wonke abantu nathi if same thing if we are able to love everybody then we should be able not to judge everybody. Asingaba judge abantu because we do not know izimo abadlula kuzona.
Yeah, that's very very true. Yeah, that's very very powerful.
And I hope ukuthi njengoba uthula kanje nje nawe ubale into zakho.
Angibale into. I mean, I am thinking quite a lot of things ukuthi hey umuntu mustn't judge because I get about like the story of the woman. We are just like those men. All of us, even if asenzang defa nomunyumuntu, but we've all done something wrong. We are all sinners. So ngicabanga lokho ukuthi, hey God, why are we doing this? Yabo, I'm thinking of all the times I've been judged. I'm thinking of all the times I have judged.
Judge yourself, yes.
And also how we judge ourselves.
Exactly.
Because
exactly.
That's another thing.
So in the hlungu judgment ukuthi we do things privately, and then umene body law wabanjwa. Tina, we have done this, the very same thing.
Yeah,
but you were very quick ukuthi nje hene lona kanjani kodwa ingoma thina
sibanjwanga.
And now sisithatha phi sibindi sokukhuluma kangaka nathi siyaza sikho bamsulwa. You understand?
Yes.
Because ubeneshwa lo wabanjwa. When, how many times have you committed things and wangabanjwa?
And you got away with it, yes.
You got away with the boss, wabanjwanga. Then it doesn't make you perfect, it doesn't make you clean.
It doesn't.
So, but you have it's been so good to us, ukhomba lo. And deep down in your heart, you know what you've done the very same thing. So, uJesu, let's not keep track on the wrongs of abanye abantu ukuthi ungaze usesakhe ifile ukuthi wenze ukuthi wenze ukuthi iBhayibheli when it speaks about forgiveness it says 7 times 70, so it's a non-stop thing. So don't keep a file lezo zinto ezirongo, but keep a file of forgiveness. You know, continuously one has done something wrong, let's forgive and move on. Rather than to keep a file ukuthi wenze ukuthi ingoba kuukuthi, no bazalwane, let's stop that. Let's not condemn. Let's not, the Bible, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Akusekho ukulahla kulabo. If uJesu ekwazi ukungixolela, why you keep pointing things zami zakwi past?
Yeah.
And you keep on judging me about my failures and zakwi past, not even today, in the past. Amen.
Amen.
Can we pray? Baba wethu ongcwele, Nkulunkulu wethu namandla onke, nasemini yantambama, siyabonga umusa, siyabonga uthando, Nkulunkulu wethu ongcwele osipha lona elithi lakho kwathina Nkulunkulu ophilayo, awusivuzi njengokwamacala kethu, ngoba uNkulunkulu nomusa phuza ukuthukuthele, bame umusa uthethi njalo njalo egameni lika Jesu, awusiphathi baba njengezenzo zethu egameni lika Christ Jesus. Therefore Father, we pray that you teach us Lord to do like Christ did egameni lika Jesus, because we are the followers of Christ. Ngakho simelwe Nkosi ukwenza njengaye, simelwe kumfuzo uChrist Jesu, if yena he was able to forgive, if we are unable, help us Holy Spirit to forgive and let go, not to judge each other, but to love egameni lika Christ. Athobhala ezwini baba, uma sihluleka ukuthanda abantu esibabonayo, how can we claim that we love you singasikubone? Ngakho we pray Holy Spirit ukuthi sibe faithful to ourselves and abide to your word and follow Christ egameni lika Christ Jesu Nkosi yethu, nasemineke sekunikeza udumo uNkulunkulu wethu buso njalo. Amen.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Wela. I hope we'll see maybe next time we can speak about, because you remember the last Konala when we were speaking about love, I did say that there's also tough love.
Yes.
And tough love comes with, it comes with having to be honest, which we most of the time interpret as judgment.
Yes.
So I think next time we need to speak about that, using of course izwi ukuthi, when was it tough love in this instance, yabo, and it wasn't judgment, but it was maybe seen
on the woman.
No, not necessarily on the woman, but any verse in the word where uJesu or any of the disciples were speaking the truth, but they were misinterpreted. People saw it as if they were judging, but they were just speaking the truth. Because there's also Leon Kingo, which is sometimes so we take it as judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah, bo.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, we beggar. Please. But at the same time, it doesn't mean what must us not judge you when we must continue to do the wrong things. Not essence or wrong as by ego wrong. So that thing I told us church. But you guys will beg a little this tough love. But the Bible, little Oma, we turn to the Nayako, we are soul, we are shy. So that is tough love. I love you, but at the same time, I must discipline you.
Mm, and we don't like that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, okay, Mrs. Will. Until next time.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.